Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the Derby Shared Services Committee to order. Will everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
The Republic of America.
Mr. Town Clerk, would you be so kind as to take the roll?
Sure. Meeting was called to order at 6:01 PM. Mark Raffalo's here. Colleen Jermaine Izzo.
Here.
James Gilday.
Here.
Robert Heider.
Here.
George Kurtica.
Present.
Kenneth Marcuccio. James Silkoff.
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that all seven members are here, Mr. Chair, so you have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Okay, anyone from the public wish to speak before the committee this evening? Anyone from the public?
You have nobody in the room? Then I guess I will speak. This is Karen Temesis. I live at 25 John Street, and I'm very interested in how this committee was formed and how long, what are the intentions? Is this going to be a long-term committee, or is this something that's going to be rushed and try to get done within the budget frame?
Thank you, Karen. I'll just do my best to answer your questions. I think that I do think that we felt like there's a duplication of services between the Board of Ed and the city. We are a small city that has seen our mill rate rise dramatically because at the end of the day, we're a small town, and so we were really doing our best to try to be as cost efficient and cost effective as possible. So that was really what I would say was the charge of the committee. I would say that the mayor did, you said, how did the committee get picked? I think there's representation from the three boards, as well as the town clerk, who is no stranger to city government here with serving, you know, tax board chair, board of aldermen, president board of aldermen, and mayor. So certainly had a wealth of knowledge. So I think that's how the committee got put in place. And I think that will be around for a while. I mean, you know, there's certainly at our first meeting, we talked about, you know, certainly a number of opportunities such as potentially human resources or the finance office, but we also rolled it out and said, hey, you know, there may be opportunities with parks and recs and fields. And so I think we want to be deliberate, and I don't necessarily would ever say that we would rush anything, truthfully. I don't think there's any hard fast goal to have everything done by a certain time. Hopefully I answered all your questions.
Well, that answered my first question. Yes. As I sat beside you in the regionalization, school regionalization committee there a long time ago, I know that things change as the discussions go forward. So I hope that this will also be a deliberate committee that can really flesh out the importance of looking at all the reasons why or why not to do things. With that said, I would like to say that we have Mr. Brian Hall now, who we are never going to let leave the city, I hope. But with his new arrival and his wisdom, I think it would be valuable to let him research new software for the general ledger accounts that are both Board of Ed and for the city, so that that can certainly be merged. I do not think, however, that having one person overseeing everything is a good answer. That's putting your eggs all in one basket. And you hinted last meeting to the fact that we have to look at who could be coming in the future and how that's going to possibly affect the goodness for the city. I think that we do need that separation with allowing the superintendent to oversee his finances and being forced to answer for his finances, and the city mayor is overseeing the city's finances and has to answer for the city finances with having two separate finance directors. But I think the software is critical. The software that's in there now was forced upon Brian. He came in after the fact, so he stuck with it, and it's not good software, in my opinion. Listening to the presentation to the Board of Aldermen when it was being introduced, it was software that was designed for the tax office and with a look at the general ledger after the fact, but it wasn't as adaptable for the the accounting part of it as it was for the tax office. So look strongly at having the software changes reviewed thoroughly. And I will wait and see how many more meetings I can attend and listen to your progress, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Karen. And I will tell you that the software is definitely on the list, and heard everything you said, and I think we're very much aligned with your thought process. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Anyone else from the public? Anyone else from the public twice? Anyone else from the public three times? Hearing non-public portion is closed. I think when we last met that we thought that we would start just really from the perspective of there's a vacancy in the Board of Education position. So we thought, and there's less staff, less analysis, that we thought we would start with the human resource position. So here in your package, I would tell you there's a few relevant pieces of information. And thank you, Mr. Town Clerk, for the copies. But you will notice that there's the HR position for the Board of Ed. And there's an HR position for the city. But then I would turn your attention to the last couple pages. It's the proposed joint HR position, which was worked out, I think, with the superintendent and the mayor's office. That was also shared, as the mayor said, with Corporation Council. And that's the one you have in front of you. Before I ask Dr. Conway to give us a brief overview of that, I will tell you that you also have the financial analysis here that does show the salary for the HR director, which is certainly public knowledge, both here and for the Board of Ed, as well as the benefits. Finally, I would point out that the benefits on the Board of Ed shows what would be if there was not a vacancy. That would be the total cost of the Board of Ed if there was not a vacancy. So, Dr. Conway, are you online?
I am.
Just before, Mr. Chair, before we, just for the record, that Alder women, Amy Pitanici and Sarah Vadomsky are on the Zoom, just for the purpose of the record.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Conway, are you able to share your screen for the people here? I know we have copies here, but I know there's people online too. And just kind of give us an overview of the position, the proposed position, please.
Yep, stand by.
Yes, sorry. I don't think I give you a lot of notice on that. I apologize.
Well, if I just so we don't extend the meeting, but I perhaps because this has not been adopted and really we're seeing it for the first time here tonight, I think that if it is posted anywhere, that it should be taken down because it's not been approved by the Board of Aldermen or the Tax Board or even recommended by this committee. So before it gives the wrong idea of how the committee is going to operate.
Sorry, I thought I heard a buzz and then it just went away. Any feedback? Any thoughts, folks?
I do kind of agree. When I saw this, it does say proposed joint HR. So, maybe that gets it done. But I do believe, that it's important that if there's to be any kind of publicized documents that, proposed makes it sound like we've already come to a conclusion that this is what we're doing, as opposed to looking at all the facts and determining whether or not it makes sense to do.
Mr.
I think if you change it to draft instead of proposed, I think it would probably be a better terminology to use.
If, no, I'm sorry. Did you finish
No.
one? So, well, I mean, just for clarity, I put proposed on here. I wrote that, hand wrote that tonight. I put only because it is proposed. That's what's being proposed to us. So I didn't. It was just to say like, the current ones are the ones that are in place, and then this one is proposed, or but draft or whatever word makes sense. But I think that if it that it's published, I mean it's on the Board of Ed website, so we shouldn't be accepting applications for a job description that is incomplete or a concept that's not been consummated by the relevant stakeholder, decision makers, meaning the Board of Ed and the Board of Aldermen, for that matter.
Or you could put down for discussion purposes only.
Yeah, I mean, the intent was to put these like on our meeting,
yeah.
You know, the meeting part. So like, if people want to see it, on the employment opportunity.
Right, there's no openings right now.
I mean, theoretically, there's not.
No.
So that, I mean, again, that's just
no, you know,
observation. Just because it's not a preconceived notion, we've not had like a lot of time to even review this. So I don't know, like, if there's other opinions or thoughts about that. It just
I thought
the spirit of fair play, I guess.
Proposal for consideration. I mean, because we are still considering, and this certainly makes it look like
or possible.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, I hear that. And to the town clerk's point, I think your request, which by the way, I agree with, I mean, to be honest, your request is that any, either the city or Board of Education site that has this posted, your request would be that they would take it down.
Yes.
Well, until we do our work.
In the job opportunities or employment opportunities section, in the other section, so that people know what we're considering, like the public,
right,
as it relates to like the this, having it to say you could apply for the job suggests that it's a done deal. And what it would be like, then I guess we would be wasting our time, I guess, if it's already done and we're just here to rubber stamp it, which I that's not what I signed up for.
Any thoughts on that from the folks?
No, I agree with the town clerk that if there's anything posted, it probably should take it down. You know, other than that, this, you know, Dr. Conway's presentation is his, I'm not putting words in his mouth, but I assume that his feed into this committee on what he believes would be a good fit between the Board of Ed and the city. So I think that, you know, I'm not talking for Dr. Conway, but I believe that's probably what he's going to give his presentation.
And I believe that there was input from Mr. Hall as well and the mayor's office. So, I think there's agreement on at that level, but
for the rest.
I think, I'm assuming,
Do you want to make a motion that our committee respectfully requests that any agency that has that up on a job posting take it down?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Kirko. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. I will communicate the wishes of the committee tomorrow. Dr. Conway, are you ready for us?
I am. And exactly which document would you like me to share?
I would like you to review the City of Derby Public Schools Human Resource Director position, the one that you worked out with, you worked on with Brian Hall.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
He's going to do it. See his face. Oh, well,
I miss not seeing Dr. Conway all the time.
Yeah, we still got you.
Yeah, I'm just sharing it now.
Understood. I know I didn't give you any notice. I apologize.
No worries. So let me know when you can see it. Is it up on the screen now?
Looks like it's coming.
Yeah.
And I'll take those down tonight if that's the committee's wishes, the posting.
Thank you, sir. So we have it here, Dr. Conway. I know there's people online, so if you just want to give us an overview of it, it would be appreciated. And then we'll see if the committee has any questions. Or,
yeah, what we kind of really did is we took the city's post, the city's job description, the Board of Education's job description, and added into the city what did exist as the city's job description, all the different relevant responsibilities of the HR position for Board of Education, which in addition to your normal HR functions, there's several other responsibilities that that position is responsible for in terms of reporting to State of Connecticut, maintaining certain information for State Department of Ed, and making those reports out. So we really just took those bulleted items out of the Board of Ed posting and added them to the city's posting. And this went through, Corp Council did the final review of it. But what, if you want me to go through the qualifications, for example, we're looking at a minimum of bachelor's degree, master's degree preferred in the area of business or human resources or a related field. You can read this on the screen, 5 to 10 years increasing responsibility as a generalist in terms of experience, knowledge of and understanding of HR-related regulatory requirements for both municipalities as well as boards of education, ability to work independently, effectively work and communicate with employees, excellent time management, ability to work effectively with diverse employee and community population, office skills, knowledge of proficient Microsoft Office as well as Google Suite programming, knowledge of practical use of payroll and HR practices, and experience with negotiations. I will say the negotiation piece is, at least on the Board of Ed side, has traditionally been done by a committee of the board. And while HR is present at most of those meetings, the negotiations are really not a direct responsibility of HR to do. Ability to understand and follow oral written instructions, ability to maintain effective working relationships with coworkers and community, and high level of confidentiality.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think when we get down to duties and responsibilities, I know everyone here has it. Maybe we could just run through the screen. I don't know if there's a few high level points. I mean, because there's a lot of them and everyone has it here. I don't know if there's a few of the high level topics that you just want to point out.
So I think onboarding is a big piece in terms of a systems approach to onboarding new employees, and certainly the benefits piece of it is significant in terms of setting the person up with the right benefits based upon their circumstances and providing them with that additional information, being responsive to employees on a daily basis. I think it's when somebody's reaching out to HR, it's usually because they have a concern or an issue that they're dealing with, and providing that immediate response, even if you don't have the immediate answer, and then following up with the answer for the employee to ensure that they're at ease, because it's usually something that they have run into and encountered and that they need assistance with, whether that's an insurance-related item, whether it's a payroll-related item, whether it's something to do with family, but it's something that they need to a response to. And I think that's a key factor of the person with this in this role, is that communication and relationship piece. All other the other items for reports to State Department of Ed, they're very specific reports that are spelled out, that there's instructions for. They just need to be introduced to those and ensure that they're done in a timely manner. Background checks is another big piece of the part of the hiring process is for any Board of Ed employees. Full background checks are completed through the state police, pre-employment drug screening and so forth that may be different from that of other roles within the city. But certainly something that is critical to Board of Ed employees. Any Department of Labor inquiries, whether that be unemployment or other areas, but ensuring that we're following all the Department of Labor laws and following up on any inquiries with regards to that.
Does any, so we have the sheet here. Dr. Conway, we appreciate you going giving us the broad overview. And again, we have to break this out into pieces, job description, certainly the follow-up questions about process and procedure and then the financial piece. So just looking at the job description as, you know, just one of the many buckets we have to work through, does anybody have any questions on the job description? Okay. Mark, I'm sorry.
So how, I just want to be clear on, so like, how do we view this? Like at what level, like, does this person have the autonomy to do that? I mean, I don't know how it's done, like at the Board of Ed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you could provide the, just an explanation of what you're kind of the context of autonomy. So they're expected to learn and know how to do each of the different roles and responsibilities. There's certainly assistance provided and guidance provided through myself or others. If somebody in that role had a question about it initially, they would certainly just reach out to myself or somebody else within the department to get the right answer.
I'm sorry, I lost the place of it because I saw it here. Regarding, I think it was around FMLA, I think. Hold on. I'm sorry, I was on the wrong page. So, like, is there that autonomy or is it like the person has to then get permission from somebody else to do it? Like, because it's been like a little bit, you know, unclear or unfair to at least on the city side of how, you know, like, is the person empowered to do their job or are they like micromanaged by somebody else? Like, how, like, is it a director position? Is it, or like a,
it's know. A manager coordinator position, usually under a director. So in most all school districts, it falls under the responsibility of the business manager. Statutorily, their business managers are responsible for 11 different areas. Human resources for oversight. Human resources is one of those 11 areas that they're responsible, that the business managers are responsible to provide oversight to. The individual in the role, though, is expected to carry out each of those roles and responsibilities on a daily basis. And then when needed, reach out to the business manager or somebody else in line for assistance and guidance if needed.
Right. Okay. So then that leads me to the question, like, there's really no mention of the business reporting to the finance director, the joint finance director, or whatever we eventually call that position, should that proceed?
Yeah. It's listed as the mayor or his designee. His or her designee, and then the superintendent or his designee.
And in
the course of districts, it's normally, 99%, it's the business manager.
Right. And I appreciate that part of it. But we had a situation that wasn't that long ago. And without, you know, going backwards, the whole phrase, the mayor or his designee, or, you know, that has broad, been taken with a very broad interpretation of that. So it's one thing if we're saying it's the mayor or the finance director, and it's that, I mean, this is something really for the committee, but it's really, you know, something a little bit different if there's some, you know, statutory issues around the school side of it,
That may not automatically apply, but I mean, you know, in terms of like, you know, what's the process? Like for that, and where do they, who are they reporting to? And then, you know, around hiring too, like, how does that work? Is it, are we trying, you know, are we trying to put some structure on this, or is it, you know, I mean, I would suggest that.
I think the structures that are in place for the Board of Ed, at least, have been in place for many years, with regards to the hiring process. What the HR person, at least with the Board of Ed on the Board of Ed side, does is really coordinates the application through the hiring process. So they'd be the ones to coordinate setting up the interview committee, notifying members, getting materials out to them, and then the committee itself goes through their process and makes recommendations along the way. It goes back to HR to then follow up and make any additional coordinate any additional interviews that need to be done, and then the successful candidate being placed on an appointment list, and then after the actual appointment, the remaining applicants notified that the school district has made another decision, and we thank them for their interest. But just right. Specific to the hiring, so they do have that autonomy, and that is part of their role and responsibilities. And I think if it's different on the city side, that's okay. It can be, I think, as long as the person knows what they're supposed to do, depending upon the employees being and applicants being considered.
And I just want to say, I thought there's perhaps two different things here, but I just want to talk to Mark's first point, because I think that's a fair point, where it says approves, denies, and monitors all leave, including FMLA, workman's comp, maternity, and disability, which are on this Board of Ed side, HR does not do. They don't approve. I think a better word would be coordinate. I mean, ultimately, yeah, the Board of Ed approves maternity leaves and disability. I mean, the maternity leaves for certain. And so I, that might just be a semantic thing with changing the word from approves and denies to coordinates. And then.
Yep.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to share, in some of the cases, they're approving a leave when it's beyond what is guaranteed an employee per, you know, per law under, say, for example, FMLA, when it's something beyond your normal 12-week or 16-week, depending upon the employee group of FMLA, then it goes certainly to the board for consideration. And at that point, then the HR person is simply coordinating, as the chairman shared, as opposed to approving. But in others, they may be approving or processing, maybe request for leave might be a better term.
I was going to ask the town clerk a question based on his years of service. How's that work in Derby and in the mayor's office? Who approves the leaves or maternity leave? How would that work in the mayor's office?
We really haven't had maternity leave in a while, except for my 7 months.
If it was to go, if it was. I'm just curious.
I don't know that it's 100 abundantly clear, like automatically clear.
No, that's curious.
So that just struck me. It's like, and really, it was really more, that was like an example, but like, because, you know, not being as familiar with the Board of Ed position, it's like, well, what is it going to be? Like, because there wasn't a lot of dialogue when, you know, the city job description was drawn up. There wasn't a lot of public dialogue about it. So, you know, now we're trying to blend two, which is, you know, a challenge, but certainly not insurmountable. But, you know, I think there's certain functions that need, you know, you need to empower the person in the position. Like, or input, like the position has responsibilities based on their knowledge, as opposed to, you know, like other decision makers who might not be schooled in some of these law, I mean, not laws or regulations or things that are important. So, you know, I think it's important to kind of, you know, maybe look at some other best practices or towns that we feel like, hey, this is set up prop, yeah, this town really gets it right or whatever. Because, it shouldn't be, well, it should be what we want it to be. But if we want to the position to be like, at that level, is it somebody, just another person that reports to the finance person, or is it like at the same level as the finance person? I mean, I think those are kind of things that, and there may be compelling reason, one of which the superintendent, alluded to regarding the statute around who appoint, who reports to the school business manager. Maybe that we keep that as a flow through here and have it be, a report or a higher level report to the finance person, or, that other position. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just asking because I don't really
Okay.
have enough, like a
All
thought.
right.
I'm just trying to.
So conceptually, your question is more not about the intricacy in the nuts and bolts of each bullet, just broader, how much authority, how much autonomy does the person have?
Yeah, I mean the bullets are.
Got it. I'm bored. Okay. That's a discussion to have. Okay, sir. Any other thoughts on the job description?
Just at the bottom there, like the city clerk mentioned, where it says leads human resources initiatives as appropriate, perform other duties as may be required by the mayor and the superintendent, his or her designee. So maybe you could have the mayor, the superintendent, and the business manager.
What are you reading, George?
Last bullet.
The last bullet. Because like the city clerk said, depending on his or her designee, it could, this way under the statute, like Dr. Conway says, that the business manager for the school and maybe for this combined position, he has a lot of authority. I mean, he's the one that gives the not the okay, but the okay of what's going on. But so just to change that, his or her designee, and add the business manager.
Noted. Thank you. Any other input on the job description? Who said
I think, with respect to designee, I think that's
that?
oftentimes included because it could be the superintendent. I don't know, was approved for a 6-week sabbatical to go to Japan. During that time, he might appoint another person that is not the mayor, that is not the business manager, to act, in a capacity. And getting back to the approval or denial, and I hear what the board has indicated, Board of Education, with respect to them working together to give approval, but I think definitely human resources would have to give input because they're most familiar with all the laws, all the nuances, what the minimum level of requirements are. So definitely, that person would be most aware of making sure that the minimum level of requirements are followed.
Thank you, Ms. Sidno. Very much. Anybody else? Okay, so we noted the discussion points for us to, when we deliberate, for us to talk about. Anything else on the job description? Okay, so I think one of the key things that we've talked about through our first two meetings is that certainly the current environment seems ripe and or positive to have discussions where we had merged services, but I'm sure each one of us could think back to a time where that might have been problematic. And that's really, I think, a key talking point for us is how do we protect all entities and all boards from a future time when things may not be as rosy or as positive. So with that, we did talk about a little bit the appointing authority, how that would work. There was a list of questions in your package. And Doc, I don't want to put you on the spot again, but you gave us an three different options, and that's in the next package right underneath the financial agreement. And then I also sent you Brian's thoughts on it as well. But I just wanted Doc to, if people don't mind, to talk through the three options that he had put, he had sent to committee. Are you there, Doc?
Yes, I just I shared my screen again, and that document is should be up on your screen.
Yeah, for the committee's sake, you've got only people. I mean, they got a whole lot of data just yesterday, and some of it today, truthfully. So, if you could walk through some of the different options that towns and boards who work together employ, I'd appreciate that. That'd be A, B, and C.
Sure. So you have option A, municipal appointment with a BOE agreement. So the mayor of the BOA appoints. The Board of Ed formally consents via an MOU, and then the HR director serves both entities under that service agreement. Option B, it's a joint appointment. So they'd be appointed by the Board of Ed as well as the Board of Aldermen. And then it's a joint resolution between the Board of Aldermen and the Board of Ed, and then define reporting structure within that in a formal agreement. Some of those items, the reporting structure is in the job description that we just looked at, but it would also be stipulated within the joint resolution between the Board of Aldermen and the Board of Education. And then the third option is that the BOE appoints, and then we have a service agreement with the city for the contracted services. So it's a flip of option A. Option B might be your most neutral approach to this, or it's a joint appointment.
Thank you, sir. Any questions on that? Okay, I will tell you that. Oh, I'm sorry. I will tell you that if you look after this, and again, appreciate the town clerk putting this together. If you look at the second to last sheet on that, you have Brian Hall answered on behalf of the mayor, and you could see on there, and again, it's certainly up to the committee to make a recommendation. You could see on theirs that they lean more towards option A in their response to us. Anybody have any questions on the options of, again, not having a favor or, you know, just as we prepare for deliberations at a future time? Anybody have any questions on the three different models that are employed?
Well, I don't know if we're questioning about it, but so just say option B because it's kind of like.
Yes, sir.
In option B, there's no role for whoever the mayor is in, you know, in that case.
Well, but on the reporting structure in the job, it does say the mayor, right?
No, for a point, for a, like, like reporting to that person, but in terms of, like, who makes the appointment or how does that, is it just the boards without the, you know, because again, it's a little nuanced.
Fair.
With the, like, when you, how does the Board of Ed do it now?
So this, Ken, you want to answer? Or? I'm sorry.
How does the Board of Ed do it now? Like when, like that level of position, like that position, is that something the superintendent appoints and you approve, or is that something that directly you guys do?
Superintendent, the committee, the hiring committee makes a recommendation to the superintendent. Superintendent then makes a recommendation to the full board, and then
That's pursuant to your bylaws, right? And, or
policy, yes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, policy, okay.
Yeah.
And right, so I don't know.
Then that we have to give a little thought to, you know, to.
Does that work like that? And I don't know, does that work like that on the city side where the mayor makes a recommendation to the board alderman?
Typically, I mean, correct me, gentlemen, if I'm wrong, but typically it's like the mayor makes the appointment and it's got to be approved by the board of aldermen. And the language is, you know, more or less that. typically, like the mayor would set up the committee, or and the board might, depending upon the situations. But more or less, it's kind of jointly done at that level, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, Mark, that's exactly how it works. The mayor sets up a committee, so we would say if we want to hire someone, so you would have to have like a Board of Ed person, the alderman person, and whoever the mayor or the superintendent wants on this committee to, interview or whatever they do, and then the recommendation from the people on this committee would go to the mayor to disapprove with the input from the superintendent.
Yeah, that for me, and it's just for me. I'm not sure that our charge, and I could be wrong, is to dictate, like, if there's a hiring committee on the Board of Ed or there's a hiring committee on the Board of Aldermen, that's probably into the weeds. I think for our purposes, it would be the mayor appoints, or and then the superintendent appoints, and that background stuff, that you know, that's up to each individual commission, I mean, I would think.
Well, but I mean, ultimately, there has to be, and again, we had, controversy. Because in the end, like, there's no position unless at least on the city side, unless the Board of Aldermen and women say by ordinance, there is this position X, whatever it is. Until that's done, like approving it, like, and again, not to go backwards, but to do it prospectively, the way that, so everybody's on the same page, really, to prevent future arguments. Like, there isn't anything until the Board of Aldermen, and jointly or whatever, the Board of Ed, until there's a vote by those two decision-making bodies to say, there is this position, right? So we may want to, because, and then it would, part of the ordinance would say, this is how the person is appointed. And this is, the process, laying out the process. And again, I'm saying the Board of Aldermen, but it probably makes sense to have it be jointly, it's like interchangeable, Board of Ed and Board of Aldermen. I mean, I guess,
Yeah.
But I mean, in the end, what's the enabling thing? The enabling thing is there a quote unquote, a local law that says we're going to have a joint position, and this would be for either or any or whatever we're doing. And to say, this is what it is. This is who appoints. There will be a committee that consists of X, Y, Z. And then around that, say the job description, this part of it. And then, like, it would just lay everything out so that anybody looking at it would be like fairly understand, like, this is what it is. And, if that's not the purview of this, ultimately that has to go to the Board of Aldermen, and then, but also connect back with the Board of Ed, right, to make sure everybody buys in at the same. So it may be more efficient to deal with it here, I guess, is my suggestion or thought, or whatever.
Like the city clerk alluded to, say we want to hire a chief light replacer, and we don't have that position. So you come up on the city side, you got to have an ordinance that says this position is the city light fixture guy or whatever. So then the board approves that position, and then you go out and put your advertisement out for this position. So the Board of Aldermen has to create the position if it's not already created. So on the Board of Ed side, you already have English teachers, math teachers. So, everything's all set. Custodians, everything of those positions are already set on the Board of Ed side. But on the city side, if we wanted to add a new position, it would first have to come to the alderman to approve the an ordinance saying, you know, the new section of the chief light inspector for the city of Derby is this, this, is this. And then they prove it, then we post the job. So that's kind of like how the city does it.
This, I could be wrong, but hasn't this been a problem more on the city side, the Board of Aldermen side, than the Board of Education side? I mean, I don't think we have, as far as, I don't know, I don't remember us, Doc just makes recommendations and, you know, but I've gotten information from people saying that the Board of Aldermen never approved some positions, that the mayor appointed somebody. I'm not talking about this mayor. I'm talking about past mayor.
From 1998.
But the mayor appointed people without getting the approval of the Board of Ed. I mean, the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah.
Well, Board of Ed doesn't have that problem.
Right. But it, because like in the end, like you don't need an ordinance, but like if you were going to create a new position, a deputy superintendent of schools or some whatever it is, some position, you would ultimately have to vote to establish it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
I mean, you couldn't just say without voting, like, oh, we're going to hire such and such. There has to be some, because really, I mean, in the end, like the HR position was never approved, like as an ordinance. A job description was approved and a salary was approved and so forth. But there was never like a vote to say, yes, we have this position. It was not
like Dr. Conway comes to us for approval in some areas where he doesn't really have to, like maybe paras or whatever, non-certified staff.
Right. Okay.
He doesn't have to get our approval, but he does anyway.
Right, you know, but this being at least like a higher level position, like a higher level, not like where you have a number of paras, like, and you might say, well, no, it's not, it's important, but it's different. You're not going to say, the Board of Ed doesn't say we're going to have exactly 13.27 paras. It's however that process goes, right? That's the, you trust the superintendent or the, you know, the manager to do that.
What I would say on this, the only, and again, maybe difference isn't the right word. I understand your point about the city not creating a HR position, and I recognize the way the last mayor did it for certain. On the Board Ed side, though, I mean, here's how I look at it, just as a Board of Ed member, and Ken, I mean, sir, correct me if I'm wrong, but I look at it as a member of the Board of Education that we already have the HR position. I think what the Board of Ed is going to vote on is, do we want to share services and are there enough protections in there for the Board of Ed that it works? Because I think, and Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, but we shared an IT position that didn't work out well in the past, right? Right? Because we never felt on the Board of Ed that that person was reporting to us or would come to our meetings, or and so that didn't work for us. So I just, from a Board Ed perspective, I look at it like we already have the position. So for me, it's, and again, I understand your perspective about the city not having one. So for me, it's about which one of these methods, you know, for appointing, for termination, for discipline, will, you know, the board that Ken and I are on feel good enough about to want to share services. I don't know if Ken, you think.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, or let me just say it a different way. I mean, there has to be agreement, right? Consensus. Like, so it's really the mechanism to, how do we make this marriage? But you also have to, like, to your original point, like, how do we, like, what's the method for dissolution of the marriage, to use the,
and that is, I would tell you,
later terms.
I would tell you that would be our, what I would think the board's biggest concern is because what happens if you have a person that the Board of Ed really thinks well of, and then you get a mayor who, you know, who wins and doesn't think well of the person. So that one-to-one is a concern, right? And that's what we have to guard against. And yeah.
Right. And so my point, good point. To my point, the guiding document needs to be the ordinance to say that whoever the mayor, like, because the, you know, the you want the ordinance, right, to transcend And maybe if it works for a whole bunch of years, maybe it's incorporated into the charter, say. But in the shorter time, it would be like, well, okay, to protect the employee, to protect the arrangement between the city and the Board of Ed, so that one person or a coalition of people on the Board of Ed that, doesn't like the cooperating, say, or a mayor that comes in or whatever the combination could be, that we still want to protect against that, because it's not just at the whim of somebody, just at the whim of somebody say we want to scrap it. If we're putting thoughtful time into this to be more efficient, to save money, to say, hey, we're a small town, do we need to duplicate this stuff? And it needs to protect against personalities, really, I guess. You know what I mean? Because we saw that, and that doesn't really, it doesn't really help. All it does is create angst and commotion. You know what I mean? So that document, whether we call it an ordinance or part of your policy or what, how whatever we call it in the two separate worlds, it has to be like jointly voted that so everybody goes in. Not just with our thoughts in our head, but to say this is reduced to writing, and to say this, so everybody goes in with their eyes open. This is how the person's hired. This is how the person could be removed. There, so that just so that there's, I just think that that would take a little time up front, but it will be. I think it's time well spent, because we don't want to rush just for the sake of it. On one hand. And on the other hand, we don't want to drag our feet. I just think there's like those process steps that protect the integrity of this collaborative process.
So, do you think? Here we go. We should have a proposed ordinance that lays out a very specific process for how this works. Do you think it's important for us to coalesce behind either option A, B, or C? So that we know what process we want to drive towards.
I mean, I don't think that needs to be like I think the process of like delineating what it is, and then we can kind of massage, let people absorb what they think and get the input about what makes the most sense to say, because how the person's hired or how they're removed are equally important in my opinion.
Agree, but there's a very specific difference between option A and B.
Yes.
Right. So I do want to ask Doc one more question about A, because we spent a lot of time talking about B, which is good, great. Truthfully, that's the one I, probably is the most sellable to the Board of Ed, I would think. But if you talk to option A, when we say Doc, Board of Ed formally consents via MOU. I know what an MOU is, but how does that typically work? That are we or would the Board of Ed, not we, would the Board of Ed in essence saying, "Hey, for a period of 1 year, we agree," and does that weaken our ability to the Board of Ed? I shouldn't say we. Does that weaken the Board of Ed's ability to have input on the day-to-day operations if you do it via the MOU?
I wouldn't say the day-to-day operations. Certainly, the appointment would be through the Board of Aldermen, period. The person's in the role. Their day-to-day functions are going to be what's in the job description, which is going to, at this point, it would be the city overseeing that individual as well. So it would appear that there's less input from the Board of Ed. In terms of the person's maybe performance within the role, and who do they then report to? Because the people, and just like on our side, so the people on the city side aren't necessarily going to know all the roles and responsibilities that come with the Board of Ed overseeing human resources for Board of Ed, just like the Board of Ed isn't going to know all the different functions necessarily that the person does on the city side, other than the more obvious ones. But So I don't want the person in the role either to be confused by who are they reporting to either. And if it's just the city, the concern may be that the city may not have a full understanding, at least initially, what all the different roles and responsibilities are within the Board of Ed for the HR person.
Got it. I have one more question about the three different options, and then I'll certainly, if anybody else has questions, how many employees, you don't, well, we, how, can, you probably don't know how many employees the city has, Mark might. How many employees are we up to now on the Board of Ed?
About, approximately 320.
The city side, any idea?
I mean, like 100 maybe, between, you know, public works, police,
okay,
library, and city hall.
Any questions from anybody or discussions on option A, B, or C?
100 around? I can find out. Oh, 54?
So.
Or 154.
154.
It's like Jeopardy. You can just shout those out.
Sorry. I forgot to look to my right.
Thank you very much. All right. 154, 320. I was just curious the makeup. Okay. And I do understand the town clerk's point, and we could probably ask for a proposed ordinance for us to review at our next meeting. Any other thoughts or questions or things that you want to flesh out on the appointing, you know, the nuts and bolts of it, the appointing, the, you know, that piece of it, appointing, termination, not that we hope it never gets to that, but
yeah.
Rob, did you have a question, or did you?
No, I'm good. Oh.
So, just like, there's a lot to look over, and I appreciate Dr. Conway doing the work, and Brian Hall doing the work as well. So, in my opinion, I think option A would be the way we should go. I mean, I'm only have one vote, but that's the way I think we should go.
Thank you. Any thoughts? And if it's agreeable, I didn't expect to vote on that today, but we would expect to lay out the process, a clear process for folks to we'll see if we get recommendations on that. And certainly if anybody has any thoughts, share them.
Mr. Chair,
yes, sir.
At any point, will the Corporation Council be involved with this to get the legalities? And
yeah, I thought he might help with the ordinance piece of it, truthfully. Yeah. And he did review the job description, but I think he...
And we could look at the places where they have.
I was going
to,
yeah,
towns,
agree.
Does it exist?
Yep.
You know, as a way to, you know, and even, you know, before anything gets drafted, to say, well, does this make sense? You know, but I, my own thoughts are just that, I think it's important to spend the time up front to get it right, even if it takes a little more time and it's a little more, you know, because it should just, you know, it's going to work if there's consensus and buy-in from everybody, and say, hey, and, you know, and like, this is what, you know, this is what we view as being important for the city and why we're doing it and whatever, and then lay it out like, okay, so, and it, so that it's transparent all the way through. So there's not, we don't have to revisit arguments of the past.
Thanks, sir. I will say also to your, you know, one of the things we've talked about, different job, but the town of Monroe, their shared services for finance is pretty impressive. So there's got to, we'll see if there's a school system that does both shared services for HR.
And just to the, you know, and obviously it would be like, you know, more or less the same or some, you know, it's the same kind of arrangement, I would imagine. But just for the, so that everybody knows, there's the package from the way I did it in your packets.
Yep.
There's the package from Monroe, which is like stapled and that's all Monroe. Then there's one that's just the finance department stuff. Yep. Then there's one that's just the HR stuff. And then there's the organizational charts and the answers to the questions, which frankly, I wasn't sure who whose answer was whose.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I clarified that, and they will be on the website in the meeting profile. So if people want to review this stuff, because it's all public.
Sure.
We had an opportunity to meet with the soup from Monroe also this week. I should say.
I'm sorry, you said you are or you did?
No, I already did over this past week. Specific, asking the questions, how that's working out. How did it come to be and how's it working out? So.
Can you see if they do the same thing for HR?
They do not. They only do it with the finance director is the only position they currently share with the city.
Yeah. I think it's potentially a follow-up and I took notes and I'll read the minutes, but we'll send a list of follow-up questions from today's meeting. I'll do what I did last time. I'll send it to the committee first.
Can I ask Doc a question?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Conway, did you check with our lawyers?
On any of this to date, no.
No. Just maybe we should do that too. Just let them review this.
We can. Just another area. I'm just trying to avoid a duplication of a review by two different attorneys, I guess, until we're at a certain point, I guess, where it might be necessary to make sure to protect the board. But I'll do that at the committee's recommendation.
Okay.
I would imagine that the mayor's office and the alders are going to want option A, and that the superintendent's office and the board of ed are going to want option C. It just sort of makes sense to me that if this is going to be a joint operation, that the appointing authority should be a joint appointment as well. I'm curious, Dr. Conway, if you spoke to the super in Monroe, what option they utilized when they picked their finance director.
They were the person who is currently the city finance director. When they were in need of a finance director in the school district, at the time, new superintendent coming in knew the finance director of the city as a colleague and professionally, and it made sense at the time that they combined services, as opposed to hiring any of the applicants that had applied for the Monroe School business manager position that had been posted. So once they did complete interviews, it was determined that given the existing relationship between the superintendent and the city finance director, that they would give that a go. And it has worked out, according to him, tremendously for them. So it was somebody that was already in place for the city that absorbed the roles and responsibilities of the business manager for the district.
I do think, and again, we'll follow up and we'll find other towns. And I do get initially, I could understand where the Board of Aldermen would want A. I don't think the Board of Ed would want C, which is more A for them. I mean, I think the joint. Maybe if we save enough money, the joint thing, I mean, that's just a territorial thing. The joint is, to me, is equal. I mean, the Board of Ed has more than twice the employees. I mean, so I think that's, I mean, I do think there's discussions to be had there. And again, I mean, it's a lot of money to save. But those are discussions that we could have once we flesh out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's option A, Mayor, Board of Aldermen get to appoint. I mean, during any election, could it become a political position that is constantly,
turnover.
Yeah, with the turnover, and could it be used as a political pawn as opposed to any productive measure?
And that's my point, not just how the person's put in the position, but how they're removed from position, because there needs to be protections, because it shouldn't be political, and you can't change, you don't want to change that position every time there's a change in administration, or you know what I mean? Like that's absurd, because it's, in this job market, it's hard to find people, that have the requisite experience and, you want somebody that, by doing it this way, you can't have somebody like break, like break into the profession in this kind of a position, because
Yeah,
it's
you let you limit your
it's like,
thinking.
that to me is, I think we just need to be
So,
careful and deliberate about how we process.
yeah, no, I agree. I agree, Mark. I mean, just off the top of my head, just thinking that you need a three quarters vote between the Board of Ed and the Board of Aldermen to remove someone, or I mean, something along those lines, which is something like impossible. Three quarters vote.
Yeah, no, and I think those are discussions we have to
Yeah, we
have,
have, yeah.
is how to, because again, I mean, it's hard to separate this out from the environment we're in, but you and Rob are lovely people on the Board of Aldermen, so I don't mind if the Board of Aldermen appoints maybe now, but if they're, or if the mayor appoints now, but if there's a different mayor and a different Board of Aldermen as a Board of Ed member, I might feel differently, truthfully, and that's the, and so I'm trying to think of a world where you guys aren't there and we're not here, truthfully. I get it. All right. So we have a lot of deliberating to do. We reviewed a lot of information. I'm not entirely sure the financial analysis is important today. Any other questions on the HR? I'll send out a list of follow-up items before our next meeting. I don't think we anyone near ready for number six. So unless anyone wants to talk about it, I'd move on. Okay. I'm sorry,
I'm
Mark.
sorry, not to prolong, but just
I'm good.
to note that the same process should apply to that position as
Agreed.
well.
Agreed. All righty, folks. So we got our work cut out for us. Do you want to meet every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks? Is there a day of the week, month you want to meet?
I would, Mr. Chair, sorry, before, I don't want to step on the toes of the chair of the beloved tax board.
Thank you.
But Tuesdays are fairly obligated for the
Fair
next
enough.
couple months. So
Yep,
just
that's fair.
if Tuesday's a good night, we just need to kind of work around, at least April, I think, might be more difficult than March. We might be able to work around it, but I'm not quite sure because you're adding a few meetings. I didn't get the whole thing on it.
Mark, can we so if we meet, how about the, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but
No.
how about the first Wednesday and third Wednesday of each month? You guys got anything Wednesdays? And then once we get closer, we can back up if you want. Unless 2 week, 2 times a month is too much. I don't want to burn anybody.
Wednesday is AM club dinner.
Which one, the third?
First things first.
Okay, what time is dinner? Oh, that's fair. So the first Wednesday, does that work for folks? So can we meet on March 4th? So our next meeting is March 4th, is 6
And
p.m.
I'll send out like a survey
Do
if
that. That's
with
better.
it, well for we'll set the next one,
And the
right?
next one's
That's
March
2
4th.
weeks. And then we can see what we can see
I
where
got
there aren't meetings
it.
and look at those dates and then see if that works
That's
for
fair.
everybody else.
Okay, so
So
we didn't
March
schedule, we didn't set a regular meeting schedule, but we are going to meet on March 4th at 6 o'clock. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
All righty. Any see no other items? I'm ready for item number eight. Adjourn.
I make a motion.
Motion by Ms. Ezzo, second by Mr. Silkoff. All those in favor? We're
Aye.
adjourned.
Aye. And the time is 7:11.
7:11.
Seven
Sounds like a good number. Righty.